This is CRI News. I'm Paul James. Leaders of China and Barbados have exchanged messages of congratulations in marking the 40th anniversary of the establishment of their bilateral ties. In his message, Chinese President Xi Jinping has hailed the development of China's cooperation exchanges with the Caribbean country. For his part, Barbados Governor General Elliot Belgrave says he expects the two-way cooperation to maintain its momentum. At the same time, Chinese Premier Li Keqiang and his Barbados counterpart Ferndale Stewart have also exchanged notes. Chinese manned submersible Jialong preparing for its fourth dive in a week in the Mariana Trench, the deepest spot in the world in the Western Pacific. Jialong headed to a depth of some 6,700 meters in its latest attempt this Tuesday. Jialong already holding the world record for reaching the greatest depth of any manned research vehicle in the world, just over 7,000 meters, which it also accomplished in the Mariana Trench in 2012. South Korean President Moon Jae-in has ordered a special probe into what his office calls the unauthorized entry of four rocket launchers into the country under the U.S. Missile Defense Program, THAAD, the equipment coming in addition to two launchers authorized and deployed before Moon's election. Spokesperson for the president says his office believes the four additional THAAD launchers were brought in without being reported to the new government or to the public. The deployment of the anti-missile system by the U.S. military was agreed to by the previous South Korean government. Its deployment, a major issue during last month's presidential election, with Moon promising a review of its deployment. North Korea is accusing the U.S. of grave military provocations for sending a group of nuclear bombers on formation over South Korea. U.S. military is sending a squadron of B-1B bombers out of Guam over South Korean airspace on Monday. The bombers, flanked by fighter jets originating from the U.S. aircraft carrier Carl Vinson, which is in the waters near the Korean Peninsula, reportedly flying in formation some 80 kilometers from the military demarcation line off the East Coast, move in response to another test of ballistic missiles by North Korea. Monday's launch of a Scud missile flying around 450 kilometers landing in the East Sea represents the third ballistic missile test since new South Korean President Moon Jae-in took power last month. Former Panamanian strongman-turned-convict Manuel Noriega has died. Noriega dying under house arrest at his daughter's home in Panama City after a prolonged bout with a brain tumor and other illnesses. He was 83. Noriega released into house arrest earlier this year after spending some 25 years in prison in the U.S., France, and finally back in Panama. The military leader from Panama from 1983 to 1989, he was later ousted by his one-time ally, the United States, during an armed U.S. military incursion into Panama City, and was later imprisoned for 17 years in the U.S. on drug charges. From there, he was transferred to France to serve out a separate prison term before being repatriated back to Panama, where he continued to be jailed for crimes connected to his iron-fisted rule of the Central American country as its military dictator. The Chinese Table Tennis Association suspending Kong Linghui as head coach of the women's national team for his involvement in a lawsuit over a gambling debt in Singapore. It's ordered Kong to return home from the World Championships in Dusseldorf to aid investigators. Hotel in Singapore where Kong stayed during the Chinese New Year holiday in 2015, filing a lawsuit against him in a Hong Kong court. Media reports suggesting Kong borrowing 1 million Singapore dollars, or roughly 720,000 U.S. dollars from the hotel, but failing to pay it back in full. Kong explaining on his verified Weibo account that he was in the hotel to pick up casino chips for a friend and did not take part in any gambling. In tennis, the final two Chinese women who have yet to open up their French Open are set to do battle in round one later on this Tuesday. Veteran Peng Shuai getting her campaign at Roland Garros underway first on Court 5 this afternoon as she takes on Romanian Soriana Cristea. 31-year-old comes into the tournament ranked 36th, while Cristea is ranked 64th. Later on in the evening, Tianjin native Duan Yingying hoping to push her way into the second round against Tatiana Maria of Germany. Researchers from a U.S. cybersecurity firm warning of a new piece of malware, possibly the largest ever, being found in the App Store of Google. Researchers with Checkpoint say the Android malware dubbed Judy can generate large amounts of fraudulent clicks on advertisements, generating large revenues for the people behind the malware. The auto-clicking adware has been found on 41 different apps developed by a South Korean company and sold via Google Play. It's estimated it spread through at least 18 million downloads. Google has since removed the offending apps from its online store. And that's the latest from CRI News. I'm Paul James.